The Lower Brule Treaty Office sits just around the corner from the Golden Buffalo Casino. The large room's simple furnishings belie the significance of what takes place here. It's in this room that elders and their younger supporters gather to discuss issues impacting the Lower Brule Sioux people that are directly related to treaties with the federal government, treaties which, as stated in the U.S. Constitution, are still in force more than a century after they were signed. But this is also where elders voice their opinions and concerns about current-day tribal issues. Tonight, that conversation centers on allegations of mismanagement by longtime tribal chairman Mike Jandrew. It's a situation that Janice Bad Horse Larson says is nothing new.
I've been fighting this since the 70s. My sister and other people, we've been fighting, and I left in the 80s.
Larson returned to Lower Brule in 2000 to find nothing had changed.
I just said, well, I might as well join the fight again. Pick up from where I left off. Well, this time I was more education and all this and that.
And this time, says Larson, she's here to stay. Cheryl Estes Scott also left the reservation. And though she came home to visit from time to time, she had no idea about how her government is alleged to have controlled tribal members until she moved back in 2008.
And I could see the tyranny that's developed over the years. And I don't think people really know or can see that. They just think that's the way it is.
Scott says her biggest eye-opener came when she was president of the tribal college.
I had gone to the council to present a petition of over 400 signatures to get 25 acres of land for the college. Mike made the statement himself, this is not going before council.
Cheryl Estes Scott hopes the Human Rights Watch report, which Mike Jandrew has discounted, will at least result in a change of tribal leadership. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.